Today, we celebrate the Nativity of our Lord, Christmas Day. The Psalm of the day is Psalm 2. The scripture readings for the celebration of our Lord's Nativity are the Old Testament reading taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 52, verses 7 to 10. The epistle is from the letter to Hebrews, chapter 1, verses 1 to 12, and the Holy Gospel is according to St. John, chapter 1, verses 1 to 18. Pastor Magruder is basing today's sermon on the Gospel reading for this celebration from the book of St. John. He will read that for you now for his sermon titled, Light, Life, Love.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness, to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me.' And from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only God, who is at the Father's side. He has made him known." This is the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That one sentence captures the heart and essence of Christmas. We're accustomed to viewing Christmas the way we might view a beautifully wrapped present, and the gift wrapping we're most familiar with is provided by St. Luke. Angels and shepherds, the stable and the manger, and a little later, the star and the wise men. That's the view from the outside. This morning, we hear about what's inside the package, the heart of Christmas. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The Word who was with God. The Word who was God. The Word by whom all things were made. The Word that upholds the universe. The Word who was and is to come. That Word, in the fullness of time, was conceived in the womb of a virgin and was born to dwell among us. When you grasp this, you have begun to grasp the real enormity of Christmas. The eternal Word has entered time. The all-powerful God has decided to dwell among us as a tiny, helpless newborn swaddled against the cold of the night. That newborn and his blessed mother are depicted on a very simple piece of art. It was drawn 83 years ago this Christmas by a German man named Kurt Räuber. It now hangs in a church in Berlin, Germany. But this simple sketch first saw the light of day in a horrific and dark place. Kurt Reuber studied theology and became a Lutheran pastor in 1933, the same year the Nazis came to power. In his sermons, he frequently spoke out against the Nazi party and was hauled in for questioning on several occasions. During this time, Pastor Reuber was led to take up the study of medicine, and he became a medical doctor just as World War II broke out in late 1939. Despite his past criticism of the Nazis, they commissioned him as an army field surgeon, and he eventually ended up serving on the Russian front at Stalingrad as the deadly winter of 1942 descended. 83 years ago today, Reuber and thousands of other soldiers were trapped under siege in the Russian city of Stalingrad. They were running out of food and medical supplies, so there was almost nothing Kurt Reuber could do for his men other than watch helplessly as they bled to death, starved to death, and froze to death. He then decided to provide the soldiers with the only comfort he could. He didn't have any paper, but using the backside of a discarded Russian map with a charcoal pencil, he drew that simple sketch, Mary embracing the baby Jesus. He drew it while clinging to life in a hole in the ground, under fire, surrounded by the absolute brutal horror of warfare. There, Reuber framed his drawing with the words from St. John's Gospel, light, life, love. Reuber believed those words we heard about Jesus a few minutes ago. In him, in Jesus, was life, and the life was the light of men. The drawing was hung on the wall of an underground bunker, and many soldiers facing near certain death came to view it and be comforted that bleak Christmas. It reminded those men drifting toward death for a cause so horrible that the Christ of Christmas, the Word became flesh, dwelt among them still for them to forgive their sins, no matter how far from home they drifted in sin, that the Savior, who received shelter and love from his human mother, he now provided them with shelter and love that reached into eternity. Reuber's drawing survived, but Kurt Reuber himself didn't live to return home. In his drawing, Reuber gave to dying men the simplicity and the mystery of Christmas. The Word became flesh. God himself comes among us as one of us, cradled in Mary's arms. Jesus comes to bring light, life, and love for you. This great mystery, this gift of Christmas, is even more astonishing when we rightly consider the human recipients of this gift. Who are we? Are we really different than anyone else? We are sinful rebels who by nature prefer darkness to light, death over life, hate over love. On nearly every day of the year, we each wage our personal wars with impunity. We weaponize our words to inflict maximum pain. We detonate bombs of rage and anger. We dig down deep into our trenches, refusing to repent of our sins or to be reconciled with our enemies. We've poisoned the air with our passive-aggressive mind games. We've laid siege against our enemies, denying them the forgiveness and love we owe them. This is our sin. It runs death deep. And there isn't an army on earth that can save us from the horror we have orchestrated for ourselves. Our rescue comes from an army of one, the babe of Bethlehem, the Word made flesh, who brings light and light and love and brings it all for you. We have seen his glory, but not on the battlefield. We have seen his glory, but not in the manger. We have seen his glory on the cross. That's why he came, to do battle for you, to be your substitute, beneath God's righteous wrath. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus came not to judge us, but to save us, not to take us captive, but to set us free. He came to save sinners, of whom each of us is the chief, the foremost, the worst. Yet he came to seek us and save us in our lostness, in our despair, in our sin, in our death, to lay down his life for us. The Word became flesh to save you. That means already today you can live in his light, in his life, and in his love. Even in your darkest moments, you are never alone. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. This is the enduring comfort of Christmas. Long after the gifts are unwrapped, the decorations are packed away, and joy gives way to a new week of work, God is with us in Jesus, bringing light and life and love. Merry Christmas. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
We confess our holy Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who, with the Father and the Son, together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy, Christian, and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Please join in prayer as the Lord has taught us, the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
And the collect for this Christmas day.
Let us pray. Almighty God, grant that the birth of your only begotten Son in the flesh may set us free from the bondage of sin. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Thank you for listening. Go in peace and serve the Lord.